It's mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, words to this effect that if you knew the value of adhan, and if you knew the value of the first saf, and you would not get placed to come to the first saf, you would throw lots to come into the first saf. Otherwise, for example, the first saf maybe can facilitate only a 50 people, and there are 100 people now that are standing there want to come into the first saf. How would each one get a place in the first saf? All of them will not be able to come. All of them want to come. Rasulullah said, if you knew the true value, then you will have to throw lots by lots. Whoever's lot comes out, whoever's turn comes out, he will come and stand first. If you knew the value of the first saf, that means if you knew the value of the first saf, there will be many that will want to come into the first saf. And if there are more than what the first saf can suffice, then you will begin to throw lots and say, no, it's unfair that you go into the first saf. But unless we find, sometimes because of negligence, sometimes we don't have the knowledge of the value of the first saf. The first saf is empty, and we are sitting behind the first saf, in the second saf, or the third saf, or the fourth saf. So here we find, Rasulullah says, if you knew the true value of the first saf and the azan, then you will throw lots in order to get a chance to come into the first saf and a chance to get the azan. So we should also try and aspire to give the azan. Here Rasulullah says, if you knew the value, you will throw lots to go and give the azan. Yet, Allah Pak forgive us, sometimes we feel that it's below our dignity to go and give the azan. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, who can be better than that one that calls towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha mentions this is for the muazzineen. Who can be better than the muazzin? Because he calls towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And among the virtues of calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all those people that respond and come for namaz, in some riwayat is mentioned, the muazzin gets the sawab. Because he has called them. He has called them to come, and they responded to his call, so he gets the sawab. This is a separate, inshallah, one day we'll talk about the virtues of the muazzin and the virtues of azan and the virtues and etiquette of respecting the azan, and we'll listen to the azan. This is some completely separate topic that is needed, required today, because sometimes we're sitting in the masjid, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are not listening to the azan. We are not responding to the azan. We are not showing respect to the azan. We are not doing the dua after azan. And these are great treasures for us, lying there and listening to the azan, replying to the azan, doing the dua after azan. They are great treasures from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given to those people. One riwayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his angels, they send special mercies and make dua for those people that are in the first saf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his angels, inna Allah wa malaikata yusalluna ala safil awwal, or kama qala an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends his special mercies and the angels make special dua for those people that are sitting in the first saf. That is why you find in some masajid when you go, very difficult to find place in the first saf. Alhamdulillah, people are so punctual and so particular about getting the first saf that they want to come as close as possible to the imam and come and stand in the first saf. And as I mentioned previously, the most virtuous place behind is behind the imam, where normally our muazzins stand. But as I mentioned, there's no reservation in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if any one of you comes and stand there, if he comes early, then he has the right to stand there. This is the most virtuous place to stand behind the imam in the first saf. And thereafter, from the right-hand side, you fill up the saf, and thereafter, from the left-hand side. So we should make this a habit